Hello, everyone. My name is Humphrey Obobi. I am also within the Relational Tech Network and live in Oakland, California, not too far from here. My sort of background is also sort of as a technologist. I came to the Bay Area about 7 years ago to initially work at Google. Was there for a few years, and then since then I've been working on a lot of like public interest technology projects. Different like sort of civic tech startups, went to policy school, and now work at change.org is like my full-time work. But a lot of my passion sort of lies in the sort of like local technology. Basically, how can we actually use technology as a tool to actually connect communities and also like drive, connect and also improve the places that we live in. When I was at policy school, a lot of my work was really focused on that kind of like, how do we actually get people who live together to have a little bit more agency over the places they live in, and how do they coordinate and do that? And so a lot of my work kind of blends that like technology and design background with this idea of like sort of like more community connection and development and things like that. So that's me. And this project that I'll talk to you today about is basically like the answer that I, or like a project, an artistic practice, a like something that has just sort of like lived in my brain for a very long time that I had never quite figured out exactly how to do. And this is a bit of like my process in figuring out how to do that, where basically a lot of, since coming here, I think I tuned into something that I think both Glenn and Josh sort of pointed to in terms of the way the technology and the industry that I've been a part of for a while was very much oriented around like the sort of global and universal, and in a way that was very detached from the place and community that I live in. It's strange to me that like it's very easy to sort of like learn about all sorts of things happening like nationally, globally, like et cetera, and or just like some very niche interest thing that like maybe shows up on your For You page on Instagram or something like that. But the very simple thing of understanding who lives around you and like, or what is going on around you can sometimes be extremely difficult. And so I think a lot of like the weird sort of dichotomy or duality that I was really grappling with was this technology that has the internet and like related web-based technologies been built to connect, and yet they also miss or like have over the course of the last couple decades have left these massive holes in like our sort of like local relational web that you connect to just about everything and everywhere, but not really connect in place with the people around you. And so, and that's connected to the death of like local newspapers over time and things like that. So I think my interest was basically in thinking about how can we actually create like new infrastructure that actually starts to reconnect or fill those holes again, right? And this was part of my answer. I'll step through like a little bit of the components of it, but this is something that I've really just been, again, mostly working on this like in my own neighborhood, truly like steps. I think I actually grabbed a prototype of this like when I was like leaving my door, I just grabbed it off the pole. but it's truly something I've just been messing around with in my own neighborhood as a way to both like get to know the place around me better and also share that with others, and in the process create something that everyone else can also use as a way to sort of connect with each other. So just to step through a few of the components of that, I'll step through these one by one, but basically that's involved creating like new sort of like physical infrastructure, thinking about even the ways that like as you're just sort of like walking down the street, like ways of sort of like enriching your environment with something that is a little bit more connects you to the people around you and the stories around you. Printed media, sort of going the very not web route, but just like things like flyers and zines and otherwise are actually like very effective at sort of meeting people where they're at and being grounded locally. So how can we sort of continue to build on that? And then still websites, like thinking about what are the amazing potential within these web-based technologies that we've developed to sort of connect, to like interact, to search for things better, to like archive, like all of these different functions that are actually very important. So I'll step through this one by one. And this is very visual heavy, so it's mostly just like pictures and me talking, so don't look for text on this. But basically over the last couple months, since June or July of this year, I've basically been making a zine for the neighborhood every month. And basically this has just been like a collection of local stories, local histories, like little bits of the neighborhood that people might not actually know about. I'll always include local events, a sort of like miniature events calendar of just things happening at different community institutions, whether that's the sort of like pub down the street or whether that's the new sort of, what is it? Local economy. How would you describe local economy? Yeah, the cool events space venue. Yeah. So basically just trying to take all of those things that, again, are actually quite difficult to find on the web. It's not like the web is normally organized around like the local, and actually ground them in this zine. And so usually that's like those kinds of things. And then some, like, I'll always go around taking pictures. I myself, like, I'm a photographer, like just like doing that as a hobby. So I'll sort of like take pictures and put them both in on the cover of the zine as something a little bit more whatever. And then additionally, also use it as a way to sort of start a conversation. Again, I mentioned the sort of community development sort of background of this. And one of the very first things that I wrote about in the flyer was actually about celebrating our local park, but also asking how it could be made even better. And so the very first zine actually included a link to an online conversation space where people could actually scan a QR code, be taken to a website, and I get to sort of interact with others' perspectives on the local park. And so that was a way of sort of just starting to take this a little bit from this 2D thing that you would, well, still 3D, but this like printed thing that you would see like on the street and into like an online space where you can actually start to connect and interact with your broader community. And then I'm starting to, sorry about the note issue, but I skipped a month because I was busy. but then I think starting to get into the website part. So again, one of the things that this basically is an archive of every zine. As I sort of go through starting to collect all of these different histories and stories and events and things like that, finding a way to actually archive those so that they are persistently accessible felt important. And also like has basically become the start of like a community archive that like anyone in the community in our neighborhood can kind of go to as like a place to understand, like, here are like actually some of the like important bits of like the history of this particular part of the neighborhood, or the fact that like our baseball or our park used to be the home of like the A's baseball team, or things like that that like are actually like help to give a richer sense of place. So this is starting to be a bit of an archive, as well as a sort of like a way to sort of start coordinating around like shared needs. So for example, when in the US, SNAP, like food stamps and SNAP benefits became at risk, a lot of different organizations and people in Oakland started organizing lists of places where people could actually safely and securely access food. And so this also became a place to start collecting some of the shared resources in our particular neighborhood. There were a couple of unique things that had popped up on like different Facebook pages and WhatsApp groups and things like that. And this started becoming like a shared place to collect those things. And then the physical part. Actually way earlier, I showed like this progression of things just to sort of illustrates how my thought process also changed with this, because I think originally I was actually thinking of this as just like, oh, like you could just like tap your phone and then like get access to the website and voila. And realize, well, actually the easiest thing to do is just make a physical thing that you can pick up and look at as easy as possible. And so then it actually moved into using a lot of the bus stops. All of the bus stops in our neighborhood have like a pole next to them, and also street signs and things like that. So just thinking about how we could actually build infrastructure, like little zine holders to attach to each of those poles. And so that turned into that. And then as winter rolled around and it got rainier, we were like, well, Josh and I talked about it and we were like, well, we should probably make this waterproof and windproof and things like that. So then it started moving into a more protected version. And for me, I have a 3D printer at home. So I just 3D printed a bunch of different parts, tried to make it as simple, sustainable, and just kind of robust as possible without actually over-engineering it, and came up with like something reasonably like simple and easy to use. So that it takes like an hour to print out these parts or something like that. And so, yeah, I think from this is this image right here, which I took probably like a couple weeks ago as we sort of iterated on like the process of doing this, of building this out, I think captures a lot of the different elements of it in terms of being a physical thing that like it is physical infrastructure that you run into on your daily walk or otherwise, that is something that you can directly access and also connect to a more thorough, locally grounded interactive space online. So it's starting to get there in some way. And I think the most meaningful part of it is not necessarily just sort of doing it on my own. It's nice to like put the thing from my brain out into the world that's like that. But I think one of the most important parts of this for me is still the relational part. That like it's not necessarily just that like I want to be making these zines forever by myself in my room and then put them out into the world. It's more about how can I sort of create a place where how can this be a way to gather the people around me to actually think about what are the stories, what are the events, what are the things that are important enough as to us as a community that we want to be represented here. And so I actually held like a neighborhood meetup sometime pretty early on in this process to just in the local park to talk about what had shown up in the previous edition of the flyer and then talk through what we actually think could be something that we want to actually organize around. Whether that's little trash pickups or like redecorating this part of the park, or like I think someone also talked about like a local preschool that had been abandoned and was turning into blight. How can we actually organize around that? So those sorts of things started to become like an actual using the flyer as a grounding point for real like local conversations and also ideas about like it, from there it became not necessarily just my project but also just like a collectively held thing that we could all sort of shape together. People still sort of like send me ideas about like when they subscribe to the flyer, they also just like send me ideas about what they would like to see, things they would like to write about, things they'd like to like things that they've noticed that they think could be improved. And it becomes something that like by the very nature of just putting it out there and people sort of receiving it and iterating upon it, like it is now just it emerges, like what the flyer is sort of just emerges over time as people sort of contribute to it. I think my dream for this project is not only, I suppose, to like have my own neighborhood sort of do that, I think that's been great, but I think also just to just to sort of re-ground it back into like this sort of full, like thinking about this as like local infrastructure. I think part of the beauty of this has also been like noticing where other similar projects have sort of popped up around around the Bay Area, where I've seen so many other local zine projects sort of like start to crop up. And every component of this, whether it's the physical infrastructure and means of like local distribution, whether it's the website and a way of archiving and sort of like storing things, which that website is something that I just threw together with like my like fairly like basic like software engineering skills, like it didn't take a lot, or whether it's like the just even the practice of like creating and distributing the zines. Each component of that, I think, is something that like can be shared with other communities, or can be started and shared with by other communities, and we can all sort of like learn from each other's practices. And if you're interested, all of the components of this are open source. So like the 3D printed holders are open source, and I can send you the files, or the website itself as well. You can sort of like fork and remix yourself. But in any case, all of this I think is kind of yeah, it's been a special thing to work on, but yeah.